Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I mean, did you like that theme song? I can imagine my stormtroopers waiting for me to come into the studio and people outside, they're holding them back. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm breathing like Darth Vader. Oh man, I've been dying to play that all week. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is December. It's December 11th, and I can't stop laughing. It's December 11th, 2015, and I want you to have a happy and safe Friday out there to everyone. And I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. Man, that is an awful lot of places. You could even catch my show at 9 p.m. in Buenos Aires. Man, that is just too deep for me. This show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to make your support known, I want you to go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. Then that way I'll be able to know that you're supporting me. If you want to reach me, you can reach the show by dialing 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in, or you can go on blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be on the show. You can also email me any questions or Facebook me, but you can email me at Don, D-O-N-S, McClure, at dsmpublications.net. Man, when I played that theme song, I just couldn't get enough of Darth Vader. And I played the video on Facebook. It was just amazing. I want to send some shouts out to all my new fans and listeners in Connecticut. Connecticut is really shown out. I mean, they downloaded the show so long, I thought it was going to blow up. I want to thank my supporters out there on the East Coast. We only have two more shows to go. Next week, we're going to have Sharon Coleman from Memphis, Tennessee. She's a very good friend of mine, dynamic young businesswoman. And she's going to be talking about her company. She's a CEO. And she has a book out called Rags to Riches. So that's going to be interesting. Our show tonight, our show topic, taking a look at your emotional strength levels. Now, not your emotions, your emotional strength levels. Being aware of your emotional strength levels is just as important as knowing your heart rate, your blood pressure, or your cholesterol levels. Why? Because your emotional strength levels control everything that has to do with your general health and your mood in general. That's just amazing. We have reached 148,880 listeners By the next two shows, we will more than likely reach our goal of 150,000. Yay! Oh, man. We got some great music that we're going to play for you tonight. I am so excited to be on the show. It is good. I'm blessed. And on December 25th, I'm going to do my own Christmas special, and I'm going to read from my own children's book, Santa Claus versus the Aliens. And I'm going to play music that's kind of connected to what's going on in the story. So you don't want to miss that. December 25th, Christmas Day, I'll be on the air. And I just know your children are going to love hearing me read Santa Claus versus the Aliens. Let's get the show started. I've got a great track by Boss Fifth Harmony. And they're doing a track about Michelle Obama. She's got a girl, and get it, got a gun. I don't think that's what they say, but they do say Michelle Obama. So let's get the show started. I've got some more things. I need to check some emails, but I'm telling you, I want to thank my fans. Two more shows, and then next year, I'll be celebrating 5 years. And I want to thank Agnes in Texas for buying one of my five-year cups. I want to thank Angel Weed for buying one of my five-year cups, a T-shirt, and Santa Claus versus the Aliens. And Miss Agnes bought the Book of Inspiration. I mean, and last night I was at this event, and they were going crazy over me. So it was good. But let me play this track. They say Michelle Obama is the boss, the real boss.
Payday, swipe my card, then I do a nay nay. You're talking to a late day, I want a Kanye, yay, not a right day. So that's a no no, I'm a mate back and use a bobo. This combo beat like Dre, hey, I already know what you're trying to say.
About anything. That's a track that we played dedicated to the First Lady. This is going to be their last year in the White House, and I'm so proud of our president, I don't know what to do. He's a great guy. His wife's a great woman. His children seem to be very well-mannered. So that's a salute to our president, who's a great, super, 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 super duper great guy. I like the president. So I'm a staunch Democrat. And actually, I'm an independent. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only on a Friday. We have reached near our goal, and I'm telling you, I could not sleep last night for thinking about how many times I've heard the conversations about what we should do and what we don't do, and we as a black culture don't do this and don't do that. And, you know, when I thought about that, I couldn't sleep. And a friend of mine had sent me a video. So I looked at the video, and it was kind of saying the same thing. And I was like, you know what? If we don't start producing our own, there's nothing wrong with doing the Wiz or Blackula or whatever, but just think of what we could have did by introducing something new of our own. So I decided that on the 25th, I'm going to do my own children's story. I mean, I like Dr. Seuss. I love Hannah Montana. I think Walt Disney is great. But at the same time, we have to start sharing what we do as a talented people with our children so that they know they've got stories and they don't all have to grow up with The Cat in the Hat as the only book out there. So again, all the producers, I want you to start thinking about producing something of your own that's original. And again, just work at it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Tonight we are talking about taking a look at your emotional strength levels. And I want you to think about that. I want you to get a piece of paper, and I want you to make a little red mark at the end and put a zero there, and then count all the way up to 10 and mark it in blue, which is like the blue sky, which is at the top level. And in the middle is kind of a yellowish red and yellowish blue, which means that you've got really good control of your emotional levels. And we're going to talk about that a lot. How you react to situations and how much stress and endurance you can take as an individual, it really does have a lot to do with your emotional strength levels. And there's been reports that said sometimes when you are injured, your brain will intentionally cut off the pain threshold, which is involved with your strength levels, so that you don't feel as much pain until the mind thinks that you could start to handle the pain. And I'm not kidding. They say that your brain actually controls a lot of your strength levels. So your emotional strength level is actually guided by the thoughts in your brain. So we're going to be talking about that tonight. Your emotional strength levels will decide the why and how you develop your decisions, making abilities, your decision-making abilities. So we're going to talk about that. Right now we're going to play a track, and it's going to be a good one. I got a track by a group called After Seven, because I'm always playing another track by them. It's called I Want You, and After Seven is our featured soundtrack, one of them, for tonight. We're also going to talk about the group, Bananarama. But I want you to listen to this track, I Want You. It's a dynamic track by After Seven, and I like it. So let's get them on the air. And the number to dial is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen into the show. And I am on fire. My board is lit up with blue lights. And I love it, love it, love it, love it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Let me play this track for you.
I've been thinking I'll always had a thing for you, just for you.
You know, that's a track that I had never heard before. And when I was playing it, I said, man, I really like that After Seven, I Want You. And what we're talking about, your emotional strength levels will decide the why and how you develop your decision-making abilities. Your emotional strength levels show how you deal with important areas in your life. Love, loss, health, finance, trust, honor, respect, determination, responsibilities to self and others. What we're saying is, and how committed you are to anything in your life, good or bad, has a lot to do with your emotional levels. And the levels show your reaction to these situations. When your emotional level is at a low area, you lose your self-esteem, you become very emotionally unstable, which means that you're quick to anger, jealous about certain things, you're envious, you think that your life's totally in turmoil. That means that your emotional indicator is in the red. It's just like driving a car. When your gas tank is full of gas, it's on E. When you start getting half and you get lower and lower, your car doesn't function as well because it's low on gas. Well, your emotional levels are the same thing. They're your indicators. And once you learn to recognize that your emotional strength levels are in the red because you're letting small things irritate you, you're not getting enough sleep, and again, your body is reacting to your emotional strength levels. So I want you to think about that. Now, people will say, well, get somewhere and concentrate. You have to do all of that. Your emotional indicators are like your blood pressure levels. If it's too high, you know that if it continues that way, you're going to have a stroke. Well, your emotional strength levels show you that you're out of control. When you're in control, it's in the blue area. You have a great understanding of what's going on. You really enjoy your life, and you see yourself doing the things you want to do. So again, I want you to think about your emotional strength levels, not your emotions, because your emotions are what's inside of the strength levels. I think we got a caller on the phone. I'm not sure. We'll see if they want to say something or say hello. And again, the button's pushed in, so I don't know. Let's see what's going on with this. Hello, caller.
No, but we can get out of here. Yeah. We get the 160. Or we can go to an industrial park.
Well, that's a caller that's listening on the line, and that's a good thing. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number's 347-633-9376. Tonight, we are talking about your emotional strength levels, and you'll be able to recognize when they're in full bloom and you're calm. You sleep better. You eat better. You pay attention better because you're in that blue zone. It's the comfort zone for you. And you're more apt to get up and want to do things, go walking. That's your blue levels. Your red levels are the indicators that there's something wrong emotionally. You've had a bad relationship. You don't know how to break it off with a person, or you're not sure how the relationship is going, so you're stressed. Your emotional strength levels are in the red. We're going to play a track by I Heard a Rumor by Bananarama. They have been around 30 years singing their songs. And I was just so amazed when I was in the studio tracking some tracks and I ran into Bananarama and they had three or four really nice tracks. And I took a look at some information about them. And what we found was up until right now present, Bananarama has been around 30 years. Their track, I Heard a Rumor, says, who needs friends who never show? I tell you what you want to know. I could have saved a broken heart if I had found out long ago. I'm just thinking about those lonely nights when I waited for your call till I found out all my friends were right. I didn't know you at all. I heard a rumor that you had a broken heart and you hadn't dealt with the breakup of whoever else you were dealing with before. And that's why we were having problems in our relationship. So that's why I'm playing this. This is related to your emotional strength levels. And had she really looked at that, and had he really looked at that, he'd have known that his emotional strength levels were in the red, in the garbage, in the tutu. All right, let me get this track going. I heard a rumor. I'm glad to see my board lit up in blue lights. Bananarama, I heard a rumor. And just listen to what she's saying. And we got some more great tracks because they are our featured artists for tonight. I guess she said she heard a rumor. Man, I am sure you have heard the terms emotionally unstable, or you are in an emotionally good place to deal with what you are going through. You know, when I read a lot of this psychology stuff and I think about it, did you know that knowing your emotional strength levels can help you avoid a heart attack or stress? Because your indicators are actually what's telling you there's something going on inside your body that's just not right. That's your emotions. And your brain controls that thought. So I want you to think about that. Maybe do some research on your emotional strength levels. But it's very important. That can really help you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only on a Friday with 148,800-something listeners, close to 150,000 goals. And don't forget, next week, my girl Sharon Coleman from Memphis, Tennessee, is going to be a guest on our show. And she's a CEO, dynamic, and she's also written a book called Rags to Riches, which is a story, from what I understand, about some issues dealing with her mother. So it's going to be interesting to hear what inspired her to write this book. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show tonight. Our featured group is Bananarama. The song that we were featuring was I Want You by After Seven. And that was just dynamic, man. I like that. We're going to deal with a track that's talking about the emotional levels, strength levels. It's called Make Up to Break Up by the Stylistics. And he say every time he come home, his woman or his wife or his girlfriend's on the phone, and she's telling all her girlfriends how bad he treats her. And he say, I wonder how long you've been doing this. Oh, man. Just think, he walked in the house and heard her saying, girl, he just don't do right. I don't know, girl. Oh, man. I know his emotional strength levels probably went through the ceiling. He was just kind of tired. And he said they make up to break up, and then they break up to make up. He's saying that's a game for fools. Man, did you know they asked me to sing on that track with them? Stylistics? Really, I kid you not. Make up. Okay, all right, let me play the track.
Make up that.
That's a trip. You're in a relationship, and you break up, then you make up, then you make up. And like you say, he came home, and she was on the phone gossiping to her girlfriend. Girl, you know he didn't buy me that bracelet last week. I know he made $1,000 at work. He ought to make sure he give me $900 and keep $100. Oh, man. I don't know. His emotional levels, that's really got him confused. So it must be in the red. But I got news for him, man. If it's that hectic, he better reconsider that. But anyway, that's the stylistics. Makeup to breakup, we are talking about your emotional strength levels. Does his indicators tell him he needs to get some strength and go into the blue and get out of the red? Because that's got to be driving him emotionally crazy. He don't know. He say he try to make her happy, everything. I don't know. That's just, man, I don't know what to say. I feel sorry for the brother. I feel real sorry for the brother. Like I said, we're playing some tracks that relate to our subject matter. We're going to go back in the past and get a track by Donna Summer called Last Dance. And she says, hey, now, she don't have that problem the other guy had. She says she's just in love, and she loves, just can't get enough of this man. It's the last dance for romance. And I think I like that track a lot better. I don't know. You listen to the Donna S. McClure Show on a Friday, 347-633-9376. We are on the internet, on the World Wide Web. And my show is growing, and I'm telling you, 2016's going to be a blast. But let's play this track by Donna Summer, because we're talking about your emotional strength levels.
Yes, it's mine.
Now, you're talking about a track. She said, I need you to hold me, to scold me, to guide me, be inside me, just drive me crazy. Her emotional levels have got to be in the blue with that. She say, man, because when I'm bad, I'm also bad. She say, but let's dance. She say, she knew she was the guy. I'm all choked up on that song. Donna Summers was bad. She says, hey, let's do this last dance before we leave out of here. It's the last chance for romance. She said, I'm not giving you away. That's just, whoo. That just blew my mind. That was totally different from Make Up to Break Up. Whew. Let me play this quick PSA, and when I come back, we have got more dynamic music for you, and we want you to think about controlling your emotional strength levels, or at least becoming aware of them. And you know what? If you know another person's emotional strength levels, did you know that you could actually see them? If they're getting angry and stuff like that, that means their emotions are out of control. They're in the red. So if they're quick to snap at you, or their job's driving them crazy, they got a lot of stress going on for whatever reason, their emotional strength levels are in the red. Actually can determine that by their moods and methods and things they say. That's just deep. Anyway, let me play this quick PSA, and when I come back, I hope you've written it down, knowing your emotional strength levels, or at least become cognizant of the fact of that you actually really do have emotional strength levels, and you can see them. They're not your emotions. They're your level of where your emotions are. Man, that's deep. Let me play this track, and when I come back, we've got more great music. I will be back after this quick PSA.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm actually thinking more and more about this emotional strength levels. Man, I mean, that's something that I actually started studying in the last 2 weeks, just taking a look at that. So again, I want you to sit down and think about that. When you're questioning something, that's your emotional strength levels going up and down the meter. Are you sure? Are you unsure? If it makes you uncomfortable, that means your emotional strength levels are in the red. So you got a lot of indicators that they keep saying you don't have the signs, but actually I believe you do have the signs. I'm going to play this track by Wilson Phillips. It's called Hold On. And this is where she recognizes her emotional strength levels need to be in the blue. And she's telling everybody, hey, you need to hold on for one more day because it's going to get better. So this is a person that's kind of recognizing that her levels may be going from the yellow to the red, from the red to the yellow. I want you to think about that. Wilson Phillips, Hold On. It's from the back tracks that we're playing. She was around and very popular with Bananarama. That's Wilson, and I think if you get that track, Wilson Phillips, look it up on YouTube and look at the words in the track. She said, nobody can control or make you do certain things, make you feel bad. That's your emotional levels that you're in touch with. And you go like, you know what? I don't have to deal with this. This is just too much for me. So again, knowing that you're aware of, hey, maybe my emotions are getting a little bit out of whack. You know, we talk so much about emotions, and, you know, we'd like to believe that it comes from the heart, but actually the emotions come from the brain. Now, your heart is just beating fast and stuff like that, and it will react to your emotions. But again, I want you to think about that. I'm always about self-preservation is important because you got to feel good about self. And when you're in situations that don't make you feel good, you got to examine those. You start having headaches. That means your emotional levels are out of whack. Your stomach's hurting. You're starting to drink it excessively. You even think about taking drugs. That means your emotional strength levels are at a weak point. And you've got to build them back up so that you become real strong. I'm going to play this track, the 7. And he looks like he's got his emotional levels back in track. I like After 7. Like I said, I just played that new track by them. The number's 347-633-9376. It is 752. Man, we're almost a half an hour into the show. And we're just gone. Actually, it's almost an hour. Man, where does the time go? Anyway, I'm going to play this track where he's definitely aware of his emotional level. And he's like, look, you got to get it together. But let's play this track by After 7. Till You Do Right, young lady, young woman, middle-aged woman, whatever it is. Do right and stop being so materialistic and driving the man crazy.
Too bad.
Don't call my cell phone no more. I don't want to hear at the door. Oh, man. He said, I offered you the sun. You said it was too bright. He said, I gave you diamonds. You said it didn't sparkle good enough. I don't know what the heck. But at least he started checking his emotional levels like, why am I even fooling with this? He said, till you do me right, I don't even want to talk to you. So again, you know, when you're going through a lot of stuff, even with a bad job, if you're emotionally distraught, that means your emotional strength levels are in the red. So I want you to think about that, because I want you to have good health. I want you to be happy. And don't let anything or people make you feel bad, because you're in control. But if you keep letting your emotional strength levels get in the red, you'll have problems with your kidneys. You'll have a lot of stress. You'll just have a lot of stress disorder in your life. So whatever it is, when you notice that your emotional strength levels, which means you're getting a lot of headaches, you can't sleep, that means they're out of whack. But there's good news. You can bring them back to the blue. I'm going to play a track where they brought their emotional levels back to the blue. It's called The Best of My Love by The Emotions. And she's like, look, my emotional strength levels are at the top of the game because you got the best of my love. Woo! I like this song too, man. Wow, wow, you got the best. Okay, all right. All right.
Cause I love no mystery.
Now, you're talking about a track. That's The Emotions from Chicago, The Best of My Love. And because they are The Emotions and they sing with emotion, they have recognized their emotional strength levels. They know when it's at a high level, they perform and do well and do what they got to do, and they can tell when they're not feeling their best, when their emotional strength levels are in the red. So again, all this other stuff that you're hearing, you can get the indicators to where your health is. You can actually determine a lot of things. Man, that's just too deep. That is too deep. Here's a track we're going to play by Donald Summer. It is 804. The number to listen in on is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in, or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Donis McClure, and you'll be on the show. I want to thank all my new fans and listeners. I could not have done my show without you. And again, we got two more shows to go. And on Christmas Day, we're going to do my Christmas special. So that's going to be amazing. But for you ladies out there that's either getting it together or got it together, and you're wondering what your emotional strength levels are, I'm going to play this track by Donna Summer called She Works Hard for the Money. Because I know you ladies out there trying to build your careers, get it together, your home life together, your love life together. So work hard. Work hard for that money. Oh, man. But anyway, everybody wants a good life, and that's what she's working hard for. She's working hard for that money. Money, money, money.
Thank you.
And tonight we're talking about taking a look at your emotional strength levels, and even your best friends, your relatives, can tell when your emotional strength levels are going down the tubes. You're not as well as you were before, you feel sick, or you're always stressed out about the relationship you're in or some finances. That's when your emotional strength levels are telling off on you. Being aware of your emotional strength levels is just as important as knowing your heart rate, your blood pressure, or your cholesterol levels. Why? Because your emotional strength levels control everything that has to do with your general health and definitely your state of mind. You know, we asked you to take a look at the movie The Assassination of Richard Nixon, and Sean Penn is in that movie. And what he's talking about or what he's feeling is his emotional strength levels are down, and his older brother can't seem to recognize that he's depressed. He also has an envy situation going on with his brother. He feels his brother gets to do everything right, and he gets to feel that he does everything wrong. Well, sometimes when you're talking to your friends and they just feel like life's just bad, everybody's always treating them bad, nothing's going right for them, they can't seem to make enough money, they can't seem to keep their whole life in order, they're telling you that their emotional strength levels are down. So if you pay close attention to that, you can see what's happening, and you may be able to encourage them to either seek some help or talk about it more or really take a look at the situation that's making them have stress. How you react to situations and how much stress and endurance you can take as an individual depends on your emotional strength levels. You really got to look at that. When you wake up in the morning, if you're not feeling well, then your emotional strength levels are kind of down. So I want you to take a look at that. I want you to think about it. There's a track that I'm going to play called Superwoman, and it's by Heather Hadley. And I got a chance to hear, I cannot think of her name right now. Fantasia. She did the song, and it was all right. But I like the version better by Heather Hadley. And I definitely like the original track. But let's listen to Superwoman, because she's dealing with her emotional strength levels. And that's why she's asking her man these questions. Like, look, is it me? What's going on? And I need to know, because something's bothering me. And you're making my emotional strength levels from yellow to red, from red to yellow. And I don't feel good about this. So let's listen to this track. And I want you to start paying close attention. You'll know when your mate, your lover, your husband, maybe their emotional strength levels are down. And you could tell because they're gloomy. I know I'm not gloomy.
Sugar and cream. Your eggs are warm.
So I guess that, you know, when you think about this whole thing, how you react to situations and how much stress and endurance you can take as an individual, your emotional strength levels show you how you deal with important areas in your life. So if you're kind of out of balance, or what they call out of whack, or you just can't pinpoint it, you say, you know, something's wrong, but I just can't figure out why I'm feeling this way. Your emotional strength levels are off. They're not in the blue. So you can write them down. And actually, you can do a seven-day track where you can see where your emotional strength levels, where they're stronger on certain days. It might even have something to do with the weather. Did you know the weather can affect you emotionally? Some people enjoy the rain. Sometimes it can be so cloudy. When I stayed in Washington, it was so dreary, and it drizzled in Tacoma most of the time. I was like, man, I got to get up out of here. This is depressing. So I want you to think about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and we're talking about taking a look at your emotional strength levels, and I think you should. We're going to play a track by the featured artist group, Bananarama, that's been around for 30 years. The track is called Love Don't Live Here Anymore. I guess it moved out. I guess it went to the suburbs. I don't know. Oh, man. That was corny. Well, I guess Lud don't live there anymore. And like she said, she's tired of sleepless nights, counting sheep. She had enough of her emotions being messed up. So Lud don't live there anymore. Man, that's Bananarama. And, you know, they had a lot of tracks. They're still touring over in Germany. That's something else, man. The time is 8:25. We got one more track. Actually, a couple of more tracks to play. Our featured artist for tonight is Bananarama, and they're fitting into your emotional strength levels. You know, once you recognize if your levels are strong, then you're happy. If your levels are down, then you know you need to fix those. And you can tell when your friends are, their emotional strength levels are down. And actually, this can affect your health. When your emotions are down, your emotional strength levels, you're more susceptible to catching a cold, to just battling stuff that you normally, if you had a strong emotional level, you fight off everything. So you got to think about that. Don't let people get your emotional strength levels to where you're in doubt about yourself. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It is 8:26. We got one more track to play by our group for tonight, Bananarama. It's an odd name. I like bananas, but Bananarama. Rama Bana. Oh, okay. Let me play this track. Man, and I'm still drinking my red tea. We'll be right back. Well, that was our featured group for tonight, Bananarama, who's celebrating 30 years. They're still on tour. Our featured group was After Seven, and they did a great job. And again, taking a look at your emotional stress levels. I want you to pay close attention to that, because that can help you get out of good, bad situations, and it can also help you determine what are some of the bad situations and actually get you in a good mood. So I want you to think about that, concentrate. I want you to have a great weekend. I'm getting ready to get out of here. Man, it's been an enjoyable night. That hour and a half goes by so darn fast. But don't forget, next Friday, my guest will be Sharon Coleman, dynamic young lady. And again, I want you to take good care of yourself out there. I want you to put on your dancing shoes if you're out. Get your feet up. Get the kick of them. Do the line dance, the electric slide, the ramadama, whatever it is, ramabama. Anyway, just enjoy your weekend. I've got some work I got to do. Man, I am so excited. The year is almost over. Two more shows, and that's it for me. Let me play Jamie Foxx. I got money. He's going to take us on out of here. And I'm going to dance my way right on out the studio. So I want you to have a good weekend. I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have someone very special here this evening. Who's going to perform for us?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. I got money. You got plenty to show. And that's funny. Cause I've seen him before. You wanna hold my hand? You wanna hold my dough? You got love for sale? I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. Any money and more, had a minute, that was a long time ago. You wanna spend my time, you wanna spend my dough. You got love for sale, I don't need it, I don't need it.
I'm
Well, that's it for me. Have a great weekend. I love everybody out there, and I want you to be safe out there. Have a good weekend. See you next Friday. See y'all.